Stuart, congratulations, you're through. It was tough work getting there, but you got there in the end.
Well, the most important thing is getting through. But I knew it was going to be difficult because the high we had from the Leeds game, 6-0, the performance we put in, the atmosphere. And I just said to the players, look, again, it's going to be a night where we have to lift the fans. And I thought we'd started very, very well. We got our nose in front with Maguire scoring. But we just couldn't get that second goal, very much like the first tie. We just couldn't give ourselves that breathing space. At half time, I said to them, look, they'll have a 10 or 15-minute period. We've got to make sure we're two or three goals in front by then. Unfortunately, we weren't. They got back in, and then Emmy's pulled off a great save as well. But that probably just woke us up as well. It's probably the kick up the backside we needed. And like I say, it was pleasing. We thoroughly deserved the win. But it's nice to get four different goal scorers as well.
I was going to ask how important that save was by Martinez, and obviously the next shot comes off the crossbar. If that goes in, then, you know, it could be panic stations, couldn't it? But, you know, real credit to the keeper for making that save in that situation.
Yeah, well, that's his job. But the thing is, people will always sort of remember that. I just remember chance after chance that we're creating, we weren't converting. But I just know this game's got a great habit of like kicking in the backside as such. But the most important thing was, like I say, was the objective was to get through the round. The result's the most important thing in the cup. But like I say, it was after probably the Lord Mayor show, after what we did against Leeds. It was getting the players up for it again. And we've got through. We can put that to bed now and just concentrate on Burnley now.
You're scoring plenty of goals at the moment, aren't you?
The pleasing thing is at home. I think you've got to entertain your home fans. That's 12 goals in the last three games. Four different scorers again tonight, different types of goals as well. We're shooting from distance. And like it keeps it, that's what I encourage the players. If the shot's on, take it. And Maguire's done that tonight. McGoma has, and JJ has as well.
Did Chris almost set the tone with his, you know, he was one who stood out in that first half. You know, he really wanted to get on the ball, was closing people down. He seemed to sort of be having a big influence in there. Did he sort of help set the tone of the evening?
Yeah, we decided to play 4-4-2 with Chris up front with Hattie. And I just said to Chris, look, you've got to turn up in little pockets and play the ball forward and run at defenders. And that's music to Chris's ears sort of thing. He enjoys that role, and credit to him to put the performance in he did again tonight like he did against Leeds. But again, the most important thing is it's a collective thing by the players. One or two tired, one or two carrying knocks. But again, I've just give the cup the total respect. I've played the strongest side I can possible because we knew we want to get through to the next round.
And you keep that momentum going. That's important as well, isn't it? You're going to go into this Burnley game with a lot of confidence now.
Well, that's six games unbeaten. The good thing is the boys are confident and buoyant. Burnley will probably be thinking, hang on a minute, it's going to be a little bit tougher game than what we thought it was going to be. But like I say, the pleasing thing is the goals at home that we're scoring. We're making Hillsborough a bit of a fortress, but we're also entertaining the fans as well.
How much do you want to keep going in this competition now?
Well, again, like I said to the players before, when you look back over on your careers, you want to think, well, I got to a quarter-final or a semi-final. And because you only get one go at the FA Cup, then you've got to wait another 12 months before you get a go again. And we've got an opportunity. Like I say, we'll give Rochdale total respect. They had a fantastic result against Leeds, a 2-0 win. Difficult place to go. But like I say, we can put that to bed for now and just concentrate on the Burnley game.
Can the two competitions go hand in hand, though, as you sort of move up the table? If you're doing well in the cup, it just sort of helps keep it all going, doesn't it, in the right direction?
Well, winning breeds confidence. And you saw on Saturday against Leeds, the confidence that was in the team, even the way we started tonight, that some of our play was very good. It was just the final ball, whether it would the last final decision was poor or something like that, or we didn't work the keeper enough. But like you say, that every game that we play and every game I get the team organised, I organise them and we go for the win. And if we can't get the win, we don't get beat. And so going to Rochdale, we'll be physically and mentally, tactically right. It'll be down to the mental side again.
How's Reader Johnson?
He's got a bit of a groin problem. He's been playing week in, week out with a slight twinge in it, but it just made it aggravate it a little bit worse. So we decided to bring him off at half-time. So it'll be touch and go for Saturday.
Is it more of a precaution at this stage, or is he a legitimate doubt for the weekend?
No, if Reader comes off, you know he's got a problem. So sometimes the pleasing thing is all the players want to be out there. In the end, we've had to make the decision for Reader because I've got one eye on Saturday and obviously one eye in the next round of the cup. But again, you want your captain out on the pitch, but I need a fit captain. But credit to Reader. After about 25 minutes, he's felt it. He just wanted to get to half time. So fingers crossed, it'll settle down pretty quickly. It's probably just a tired muscle as well. That's because of the amount of football that he's had. But the worrying thing is he just felt something just tweak a little bit, so we'll just have to assess him tomorrow.
How's the search going to try and bring new players in? When I spoke to you yesterday, you said you've got a couple of offers in. Have you heard anything regarding those?
Again, it's the disappointing thing at this moment is no, is the answer to your question, is that we're waiting because we're trying to bring forwards in. We're wanting them forwards to give us... They're probably just weighing up their options at this moment in time. But helping us, a 6-0 win on live on TV obviously helps to push these players to come towards us. They'll see that we've won tonight. But we need to strengthen because, I've shown total respect to the FA Cup. I've played the strongest team possible I could. Probably been a bit of a loss because to Reader as such because it could maybe done to have rested him. But we want to get through. Like I say, we want to win every game and build that confidence.
Are you looking at loan strikers or are you looking at either permanent or out of contract players?
No, they'll be loan strikers at this moment in time. Like I say, that every manager or every coach should be saying we're all looking at strikers. So we're all competing with a certain player that comes within our budget sort of thing. And we're just waiting for that player to give us the yes.
Just a final one on this. Is it also a case of you maybe have to wait for other clubs sometimes to get deals done and then maybe it's a domino effect that they sign a striker and then they can allow another one to go out?
Well, more often than not, it's the agent that's probably bouncing the offer that we've put to the player to other clubs. Now, at the end of the day, we'll only bring players into the football club that are going to make us better. And that, like I say, at this moment, them types of forwards, there's several clubs looking at. So fingers crossed, there'll be some action happening before we play Burnley. Or definitely, hopefully, before we play Rochdale as well.